Frank Worthington, a labourer, was 23 years old when he enlisted in the 7th Light Horse Regiment on the 3rd of November 1914, the son of Thomas and Eliza Worthington of Orange Grove, Dubbo. Thomas Henry, or Harry Worthington, enlisted in the 67th Battalion, Canadian Western Scots, and served in France, and died on the 4th of May 1960. Victor Robert Worthington, a blacksmith, was born in 1894 in Dubbo and enlisted in the AIF's 3rd Battalion on the 29th of August 1914. He was killed in action on the 27th of July 1915 at Shrapnel Gully, Gallipoli, aged 20, and was buried near where he died. He was posthumously awarded the 1914-15 Star, British War Medal and Victory Medal. Stanley Worthington, a plumber, was born in December 1897 in Dubbo. He enlisted on the 13th of May 1915 and appears to have joined either T or J Infantry Company, Liverpool Depot. Sadly, he passed away on the 1st of June 1915 of cerebral meningitis and influenza at Liverpool Military Hospital. The four brothers attended Dubbo District School and appear on the Dubbo District School Honour Roll. Frank's parents received a letter written on the 28th of April 1915 saying he was bored with garrison work, and that had he known he would remain idle in Egypt, he would have stayed in Dubbo. Always a good shot, Frank found relief in rifle practice. His officer backed him for £5 in a match with another man. Frank's next letter was from Gallipoli. "I was lucky to see Vic the second day I was here. I found him in the trenches, and since then, we've seen a good deal of each other. He looks very well and quite happy, although he has seen some heavy fighting. I've seen several of the Dubbo lads here." In a sadder letter dated 19 October 1915, Frank says Victor's gravesite is marked by a ring of stones with a wooden cross made and erected by him. Frank says, "We are still having a quiet time on our front, and there is no fighting to speak of. A few Turks are still surrendering to us. I am having a cross made for poor Victor's grave and will put it up myself. There are a lot of old friends in the last arrivals, but I have not been able to see many of them." By the 23rd of September 1916, Frank had qualified as a first-class gunner and instructor and was attending a school of instruction. He had sat for three examinations, passed one with 100 marks and the other two with 98 marks. On the 24th, he again wrote, saying he'd finished at the school with an average of 98 points and obtained a qualified instructor's pass. Frank became ill with dysentery and pleurisy in 1916, and after considerable time in hospital at Cairo, contracted pneumonia, making him unfit for active service. Frank returned to Australia the 21st of February 1917 and to duty at Victoria Barracks, Melbourne on the 8th of March. He was discharged from the AIF on the 7th of May 1917. He received the 1914-15 Star, the British War Medal and the Victory Medal. On Frank's return, Thomas Worthington, a carpenter, wheelwright and orchardist, signed up as a munitions worker. He was sent to France via England to assist in rebuilding of infrastructure and housing. Frank Worthington died on the 8th of September 1945 at Aitken Road, Pennant Hills. His name appears on the Dubbo District Roll of Honour and Wesley Uniting Church. Thomas and Eliza Worthington erected a double grave for Victor and Stanley. Stanley's body was returned to Dubbo for burial, but Victor's body remains at Gallipoli.